We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this lovely, lovely planet of ours, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today we are talking about knowing yourself versus discovering yourself.
And we'll get into the distinction between knowing yourself and discovering yourself as we go through the show today. But first, let's talk about what will make it easiest to discover yourself.
Let me guess.
Yeah, guess.
Listening.
I was going to say you have three guesses and the first two don't
listen. listening, and that's right, listening.
Listening, right.
So we will talk about listening, because listening will
pull you into the moment and out of your story, out of which you know who you are.
Out of the story that you listen to, the conversation you listen to, that you think you are.
That's right. It tells you all the parameters of who you are. And if you
and
believe
how,
them,
you're in trouble.
Life is static.
Right.
Did we tell you?
We finish each other's sentences.
We do. We finish
right.
each other's sentences.
So, and let's get a little further into this.
Okay.
Our approach is anthropological, which goes very well with listening. See, if you actually listen to hear what's being said, this is so perfect for this program. If you actually listen to hear what's being said, it will pull you out of what you know, and you will discover what's possible for you. Because you listen to the voice in your head, which tells you what you know and the parameters of your life, and if you actually listen, you'll hear what you don't already think you know.
It's funny how the conversation in your head is in a language.
Absolutely.
And so right now, for those who are listening to the show, for certain,
we're speaking English.
And chances are you understand English or you're just listening to
this. Otherwise, you'd like abusing yourself with with a language you don't understand.
And what you discover is not through language. It isn't. There's something wholly else that's possible.
It's like discovering through experience rather than what you already know. And so when you actually listen, see, most of us listen through what we know. We listen by comparison. So if somebody says something, we say, huh, oh, yeah, I know this. This is just like, and then you put it what it's like. Or I agree with that when you check your data storage facility in your own head, and you see if what's being said agrees with what you know. Or you say, I disagree with that, if you're one of those ornery people.
Something touched me, Shia, when you said it's an anthropological approach.
Yes.
And because if you're looking at discovering something, an anthropologist is a scientist that studies cultures.
Right.
And in a transformational approach, you're actually basically studying a culture of one, yourself. And you're studying it not to judge it, not to see what's best and least and right and wrong.
Wrong, right.
But to simply notate how it's put together.
How it functions.
And so that sets you up in a climate of discovery as opposed to reinforcing what you already know.
So listening, actually listening to hear what another is saying from their point of view, will pull you into the current moment of your life.
Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Let me say something else about the last thing I said.
Please.
That when you listen to hear what another says from their point of view without judging it,
mm-hmm.
but just to hear it, it pulls you into the this moment of your life, but a byproduct of that is your life transforms. You sync up with your own universe. And that's what most people are trying to get in sync with their universe, but they're doing it through what they know. They're not doing it as a discovery of their life in each moment.
I like that. I'm glad you stopped for that.
Yeah, thank you.
If we look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation, the first is that anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So if when you're listening, you stop to agree or disagree, in a certain respect, it is a form of resistance, whether or not you're agreeing or disagreeing, because you're not just
allowing it in.
You're doing something with it. It's something extra you're resisting, and it's not just flowing through.
Right.
And, of course, on a bigger level, if you resist something that somebody says to you, and you go home at night, chances are what you're going to wake up with in the middle of the night is that interaction.
Yes.
Second principle.
You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So no two things can occupy the same space. That's one part of it. And the other is you can't be different than you are in that moment of now that just went by when I snapped my fingers.
Third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is
completes itself.
Particularly that you have to not judge it. It's non-judgmentally. If you see it without judging it, simply see it.
It's over. And listening is very much like that. Last night we had an interaction with a fellow in our Monday. No. That was a while ago. I'm losing my mind here.
We're doing this as a pre-record because guess what? When you're hearing this, we're on our way to Cambridge. And in fact, if you're coming and joining us in Cambridge, we'll see you this weekend
right. For
creativity and intuition.
Right.
So Shai was going to talk about last night right. Because we're doing this a little in advance. So last night at Monday Night Alive.
Nothing like the truth. Last night at Monday Night Alive.
Don't call into the show today. We have callers lined up, but if you call in, you'll just be told you can't speak to us.
Right. There was a fellow who... where was I going with this?
I don't know. Were you talking about resistance?
Resistance, yes.
He resisted hearing what somebody had to say. He got very upset. But when we heard him...
Yes, that's the thing. It was about listening. So how it was diffused was I actually heard what he said. My act of listening to hear what he was saying from his point of view, rather than try to get him unupset, his upset completed itself in an instant in my hearing what he said. You know those people who say things to you over and over and you wish they wouldn't? That's because you don't listen to them, because if you actually hear something, you take it from the other person. It's as though you relieve them of their burden. So that's about listening. So we're at the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in any moment now. And now there's the third principle, which is actually transformational, which is anything you see, allow to be exactly as it is, completes itself. That's non-judgmentally, see.
Let's talk a bit about knowing yourself.
Okay.
When you are being here, what you know is available, but you're not dictated by it. When you're stuck in what you know and who you know yourself to be, it defines, it confines, it makes smaller the quality of your life. I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, a lovely lady named Sue came to Costa Rica, and she was absolutely certain and had been for her entire adult life that she hated beets. So when we would go through the line for food each day, we'd have these lovely salads.
They had these buffets where there was all this. They had shredded carrots and shredded beets.
And things like hearts of palm and all of these, and sometimes corn and all sorts of things so you could compile your own salad. And every day the beets are raw, they're fresh, and they look beautiful. And every day people would be heaping it on their plates, and she'd go by, and they were so attractive, and she was attracted to them, but she couldn't eat them.
She knew she didn't like beets.
And one day it occurred to her to try them, and she was shocked because she loved them. It was like a whole new
experience.
And so what you know defines makes smaller
the possibilities for you in your life. What you believe to be you through your beliefs, what you know to be true about you, limits the possibilities that are available to you in life.
We actually had another even broader example of it last night. There's a lovely fellow named John who comes to our courses, and he attended the intimacy course that we did in New York City a while back. And prior to that course, he had this confining idea about himself that limited his experience of whether or not people would like to befriend him. He didn't really feel like he had a lot of friends or that people were interested.
Or that people liked him.
And he didn't feel included. And that concept came with him like a cloud, a little bit.
It kind of like a filter through which he looked at his life, his idea of how people related to him from an early time in his life. He had figured that this is the way it is. People don't like me.
And what was really interesting was how his whole reality about life has shifted. He has a girlfriend now. She's quite lovely. But it's not only there. It is that people, strangers, started offering him things like, I have a bike to offer. Would you like it? Or when he got a bike and he was in the subway and he had his old bike, so he just picked up the new one, people were rushing forward to help him in and out of elevators and to help him with things. Strangers even were coming forward to help him with his life. His whole reality was that the world was now supportive of him rather than excluding him, because he's no longer confined by what he used to know to be true. And he started engaging in the moment. And in the moment, it is alive.
And it's an invitation for people to interact with you.
You know, what you know is a concept. And what you discover is an experience. I was thinking about it today because I know I love Shia, but it's very different than when I turn and I see him and I experience it. And it's a discovery. It's a moment-to-moment discovery. As you're being here, your life is this exciting adventure as opposed to a repetition of yesterday and the day before.
Old
rerun that wasn't so good in the first place. So that's the starting place for today's show. We'll be speaking to our callers in the next segments. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. To being here.
Okay.
I'm Ariel.
I'm here. We are here.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Let's take her. Anina?
Her name is Anina.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
So nice to hear your voice. Tell people where you're calling from.
I'm calling from St. Gallen.
St. Gallen. Okay. Where is St. Gallen?
Is that in California?
St. Gallen is in Switzerland.
Oh.
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What can we do for you?
I'm not really sure if I have a question. I'm just, I've noticed that that knowing myself is leaving me in favor of discovering myself. And it's just so much fun not to know myself in advance or not to have to know myself in advance.
Well, how long ago did we meet you for the first time?
I met the two of you the first time on a telephone call on one of the Tuesday seminars in January 07.
So January 07.
So long ago.
Wow, so we've known you for a while.
Yeah.
And have you discovered yourself to be a different person than you thought you were when you first met us?
Oh, yes, big time.
I have a question about something that you have discovered recently. Because when we were in Hamburg, Germany, for our last course there in April, we sat down with you and did a video mini session. And if any of you have been to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, you will see videos we do where people sit down with us and we have conversations. And we did one with Anina. And whilst it wasn't made public yet, it has been used as part of our Premium Excellence Club subscription, where people get a video of us working with people in their inbox each week. You can find out more about that on our website. You sat down with us, and one of the things that happened in that conversation, Anina, was for the first time I've ever seen with you, you actually included men.
Yes, that was the whole new world.
It was a whole new world.
Yeah.
What are you discovering around that these days?
Yeah, that comes up again and again. That I notice that I'm excluding men. I mean, I notice it now when I'm doing it. For instance, as you know, I stayed at Stephanie's last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Or that previous weekend,
right?
And then her boyfriend Thomas came, and I was talking about something, and halfway through I realized, oh, I'm only talking to Stephanie again. But I just didn't beat myself up about it or anything, but I just turned to Thomas as well occasionally and told it to the two of them. So that
yes.
was really... That was really a major getting myself to know anew. And just yesterday, I happened to be together with three men and me, the only woman. And halfway through, I thought to myself, well, I feel perfectly at ease. That's also something new to me.
Right, because you had a story about you and how you related to men or didn't relate to men as a way that you looked at and lived your life through. And so you wouldn't allow yourself to get interested in a man because the story said you weren't interested in them.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So
accurate.
Say that again, please.
She said that's true.
Yeah. So what you knew was determining how you went about your life rather than discovering your life newly.
Yes. True. Exactly.
That's very exciting. Really, it's very exciting.
It's very exciting, and it's so freeing.
The other thing that, for those of you who didn't see the video, that was really lovely, Anina got a new passport because her passport picture had broken. And when she got the old one back, she got the new one, she loved the picture, she got the old one back and put it with other passports she'd saved from herself from when she's 16. And what did you discover about your pictures when you put your passport, old passport, away?
I discovered that I found all the pictures, or all the Aninas I saw, attractive. Although my story at the time, I wouldn't find myself attractive on none of the pictures.
So when you were 16, you looked at the picture, you weren't attractive.
Yes.
And when you were 26 or whatever, you looked at the picture there and you weren't attractive.
Yes, exactly. And
but
then again,
now,
35.
But yes. Now with your new way of discovering life, you find yourself attractive.
Yes, I found the new picture immediately attractive, which I found very strange at the moment where it happened.
Yes.
And when I looked back at the old passports, I found each of them attractive.
What I love about this conversation, Anina, is it's demonstrating something that we really wanted to talk about today, and that is how you actually predetermine your experience of life by what you, quote, know. So before you started a transformational lifestyle where you started actually being here, you were depending on what you knew about yourself. You were stuck in the story of your life. And so you would look at a picture of you that was perfectly attractive, a great representation of you.
But your story
acted
as a filter and dictated your experience of that picture of yourself.
Yeah.
And it didn't say nice things.
Yeah.
Our stories mainly don't say nice things.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It's. I can only repeat myself. It's so freeing. And when I don't need to know myself in advance, or quote, know myself in advance, life gets so thrilling. So I can, like, surprise myself by not having to know how I'm going to react in a certain situation, then it loses all boredom that might be in life, you know?
Yes, there was I believe, Benedictine monk named St. John of the Cross, St. John de la Cruz,
mm-hmm.
and he was a poet. And one of his poems says, something I may come on randomly,
mm-hmm.
talking about how when he discovers life randomly, it's so thrilling and exciting when it's something that he didn't expect.
I may see something I don't know.
Right.
Something I come on randomly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I so like new things, generally. I'm excited if something is new.
Well, how old are you?
And if I, myself, I'm new every moment, that's like the best thing that can happen.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 47.
You're 47.
How exciting.
Isn't it great that you've discovered this possibility of living your life directly rather than through your ideas of who you are, and you're only 47?
Yeah, it's the biggest gift, really.
Right, because, what you see, your story of yourself, your concepts, your beliefs, your ideas that were culturally and socially imposed upon you as a child are like a time bomb. When you reach a certain age, you're supposed to be like this. When you reach a certain age, you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be like that. And you've discovered the possibility of the moment, and you don't have to follow the dictates of those already in inculcated time bombs that we've all been given as part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually look and see your life in this moment. not who you thought you were, brought forward over time since you're a child.
Yeah.
The I'm not attractive child.
Yeah.
You know, Nina, when we were working on the show today, looking at what to talk with you all about, I noticed something interesting. And that is the word know, like when you know something, K-N-O-W, know, sounds very similar to know, like no, forget it, no. And what's interesting, when you depend on what you know, it's like saying no to the moment, no to what's possible. Mm-hmm. You're not actually being here. And when I hear you talk, I get goosebumps. It's like I hear you saying yes to your life.
Yeah.
And so many people, after their teen years, think their lives are over.
Right.
We were reading an excerpt from How to Create a Magical Relationship last night at Monday Night. And it was the excerpt from this beautiful piece that Amy Gideon wrote that we included in the book. That was actually excerpts from her diary. And
from the time she met us 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that diary that that started before she met us, and it went for about 3 months after she met us.
And one of the things that was really neat was to see how on March 5th, 1991, she said, "It's my birthday. I'm 27, going on 30, and I feel old and empty and alone."
And last night, 20 years later, to the day.
Well, 20 years plus, because that was March 5th. But
oh, yeah.
She had written a diary entry from 20 years ago last night, and it was talking about how excellent her life is. And then a little bit farther in August, she was saying, "I feel the eagles soar in my heart. I feel the waves. I can hear the air conditioning. Can you feel what's in my heart?" And you could see her life became alive.
Mm-hmm.
When you discover yourself, life is alive.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
It's such a pleasure.
We got to go to a break now.
And
okay.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. And just wanted to let folks in the European community know that next Tuesday, July 19th, is our international conference call. So if you want to be a part of it, you can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and look on the schedule and see if there is a hub near you. We'd love to have you. Monday night, alive in New York City. We're going to be back on July 25th, and you're invited. Bring your friends. We have another caller. Shall we take her?
Oh, yes, please.
Miss Christina?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I'm calling in from Clifton, New Jersey today.
Gotta love Kristen. Clifton, New Jersey.
You made it Christina and Clifton,
right. So it's really been exciting listening to the show because I've been, you know, little things of how I've been discovering myself have been popping up in my mind. Like not eating ketchup on my eggs, you know, and really enjoying it, which I thought I was never going to enjoy it without the ketchup.
Right.
But are you not eating the ketchup because you're paying attention to what you're eating and losing weight, correct?
Exactly.
And
ketchup is a lot of
points on Weight Watchers system.
Well, high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, it's a lot of sugar.
So
I'm I'm just watching that as I eat it. But it's really been exciting because I joined this new networking group. And about, I don't know, a few months ago, I was in another networking group, and I was not very happy there. And I have a question about trusting, like, because when I'm now in this new networking group, I feel like I can sell, and, you know, like I'm getting business for the company. I work at a web company. But when I was at the old networking group, I felt like I was a failure.
Well, let me talk with you about that for a second, because this is a lot like dating.
Yes.
This is a lot like marriage.
Yes.
So you were married to that first networking group.
So first you dated them, and then when it wasn't working, you became the president for a year.
Yes.
That's kind of like dating and marriage. It's like marrying them.
You married them, and it wasn't very satisfying being in that relationship, but it was a relationship. It was a networking group.
Right.
But you couldn't really be yourself there.
No, I couldn't.
Because if you got self-expressive, people would try to suppress you. So it's like being in a relationship with someone who suppresses you all the time.
But if we go back to who you were a year ago, Christina,
yeah,
that networking group was perfect to the lifestyle you were choosing to live at the time. Let me ask you a question. I just have an idea, and I'm not certain of it.
Okay.
I know that you're in debt and that you have more weight on your
body
than you want, and I know that you're currently using the Weight Watchers system to lose weight, and I know that you're doing things to get out of debt.
And you're being successful in both those endeavors.
Yes.
A year ago, were you cheating and sneak eating things?
Yes. And I was lying to myself about it also.
Great.
And regarding your debt, the same thing.
Were
you spending money on irrelevancies?
Yes.
Great. So it's really not about, I don't even know exactly what your question was. I can't remember it at the moment, what you asked. But it's, you can trust yourself always.
I don't think she got to her question.
Well, it was about trusting, or because I felt like I was, when I was in the old networking group, I felt like I wanted to get out, but I wasn't trusting myself in terms of if this was good for me or not. So it's like...
Not true. You definitely knew it wasn't good for you.
Okay.
Because you spoke to us about it. But you felt obligated to stay because you'd given your word that you'd be president for a year.
That is true.
So it really...
I see. You had integrity even in that.
Your integrity overrode what you ultimately discovered was your truth at that point.
Right.
And, you know...
Or your sense of duty.
Right.
Well, I kind of felt like if I gave it my all and did it, like I had made a commitment, and I felt like if I I felt obligated to myself and also the people in the group to keep it.
Well, I admire that.
Yeah.
I really do. But ultimately, your integrity also took you out of that group.
Yeah.
Your integrity kept you there whilst you gave your word to be president of that group for a year. But then, at the end of that time, your integrity took you out of there because it wasn't a fit.
But see, I love it, Christina, because I know you're currently dating.
Yeah.
And you actually did an experiment there in something that was less important in a certain way than a life mate. And what you discovered is you can give it your all, but if it's not a match...
You can leave it.
You can leave it, and you're not going to blossom. And that you will be thwarted, and you'll come away feeling less than yourself.
Right.
Because you're in this new group. I love seeing who you are when you come back from it, that the people are excited and they're interested. And I haven't met them. I don't know them, but I like them because I like who you are around them.
Right, and I remember being in previous relationships when I hadn't felt good about myself. When they were over.
Well, I didn't think we were going to be talking about relationship in particular today, but I really think this is a really good schematic for relationships.
Well, it is, because, you know, from who you know you to be, you pick the people to be in relationship with, but it's all from your story of who you are, and you're not discovering who you are in being with other people. You've already decided.
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, you've decided who you can go out with, who you fit with.
That's right. Who's your in your age range? Who's the right type?
Exactly.
What they look like, what they do.
All that is predetermined by what you already know and what you believe to be true, rather than you're discovering who you are in each moment.
Shai and I saw a movie a couple nights ago, The Invention of Lying, and I won't go into the plot so much, but one of the things I loved about that movie was how the characters had a predetermined idea of who was a right match for them, and in the structure of this fictional world in this movie, everybody just said the truth out loud. So somebody say, are you attractive? And they say, no, I don't find you attractive. You're a little fat and dumpy and, you know, no sex for you for sure. I doubt we'll even kiss. You know, it was just very brutally honest.
Right.
But what was really fun was how the two main characters in the movie discovered that they liked who they were around
each other, right?
Rather than going for their idea of what would be a good mate.
Right.
And I don't think that originally that was something you included, discovering liking how you felt.
Discovering how you feel in different life situations. It was more what you thought about the life situation rather than your experience of that situation. Not what you see, sense, or feel. It was what you thought it should be.
Right. And I even almost talked myself out of joining this networking group because of it was kind of farther away than other groups.
Distance-wise. Well, when you say talk yourself out of, that's one of your mind's functions, is to talk you out of going into those areas that might be out of control in your life, as if you control your life.
Right.
I have a great image for you.
Yeah.
Christina, instead of thinking about yourself as being a good salesperson or a failure or good dater or, you know, think of yourself like this. Think of yourself as a piano.
Okay.
And
yeah.
When you're in the presence of somebody, what kind of tune are they playing on your piano? Is it a happy tune? Is it a dun 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 dun? Or is it a what kind, how you feel is a tune being played on your piano?
Okay.
Rather than there's something, you know, and I think that this new networking group you're in plays a happy, successful tune.
Yes, that's how I feel.
So I have a question.
Yes.
How did you, there are other people out there grappling with, should I join this networking group or should I date that person? How do I know? How did you give it to yourself to actually say yes? What were the clues to say yes to this networking group?
Well, I spoke to my friends about it and asked, you know, how, because the people that I work with, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you guys, but I definitely asked people about just my thoughts and what my thoughts were, and my boss, Amy, she was like, well, if it wasn't for the distance, would you join it? Like, if it was next door, would you join this group? And I said, yes. So it was just like a yes, without all the my mind chatter. It was just
how
like
much
a yes.
Further away is it than the other groups that you could have been part of?
It's probably about a half an hour more.
That's considerable.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's really excellent because a lot of people underestimate that they have friends and a support structure. And if I look back, speaking of dating, when I first was dating Shia, I remember being on the beach with a girlfriend of mine, and she looked at me and she said, you know, I've never heard you talk about anybody the way you talk about Shia. And it was kind of neat that even back then, pre-transformation, I was there to have a support structure that would support me in recognizing the tune that was being played on my piano.
Right.
Hey, we really appreciate your calling in today, Christina.
Yes, thank you very much.
We've had the Anina Christinas today. It's excellent. We love speaking to you.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll talk more about knowing yourself versus discovering yourself when we come back from our break.
Yeah, so come on back and don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're talking about knowing yourself versus discovering yourself. If you want to discover more about yourself, we invite you to Cambridge in a couple of days if you would like, or in the next weekend we're doing in New York City is Step Into Your Brilliance.
And that is what date?
August 12th through 14th. And you can find out more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. But it's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday weekend. It's an excellent investment into discovering of who you are from moment to moment. Some really incredible people are coming, and you are invited to be part of it.
And if you're part of it, it will fulfill the weekend prerequisite that people who come to Costa Rica with us must fulfill. And
Costa Rica's coming up in January.
And there are very few spaces left, and so we're inviting you to join us. Costa Rica is this magical 1 or 2 week course that, or actually they're two concurrent courses that people come to for either 1 week or 2 weeks, and they're going to happen in mid-January.
We have another caller. Let's take her. Colleen, you there?
Hello. Yes,
hi.
I am. Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Excellent.
Jersey City, New Jersey. All right.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, we're ready.
I know about myself that it seems to reoccur quite often is that I want people to like me, and in that, sometimes I'll override my truth. So most of the time I override my truth, it seems. And my question is does that get easier to, I feel like I have to barrel through it, or, you know, because it's so strong in me to, you know, want people to like me that sometimes my, you know, I won't follow through with what I really want to do in fear that I might hurt somebody or they'll be disapproving of me. And does that get easier? I mean, have you guys ever had that in your life? And if you have you, how did you overcome it?
Well, the answer is yes.
In a certain respect, you know, when you talk about overcoming it, it comes from a change modality where you're trying to get better mm-hmm. at something.
That's right. That what's interesting is the answer is absolutely yes. There was a time in both our lives that other people's approval was very, very important to us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And but where you're coming from is you want to get over that.
Overcome it.
Right. And mm-hmm. what happened for us, individually and together, was that we got really interested in being in the moment, being present in our lives, really being here and discovering who we were, not the story that tells us we want other people's approval.
Okay.
So you've got this story that says, I need other people's approval, and I don't want to hurt their feelings because I want to be a nice person. I want to be a Christian person, right?
Yes.
Because you were raised in that you got to be nice. And what's and I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice. I think people should be nice. But I think people are naturally nice when they're living their truth, when they're being true to themselves.
Hmm.
And so what happened for us was not that we tried to get over anything, get over having to be nice.
Well, getting over it is a form of resisting having it.
Right, which keeps it around. So what we ended up doing was getting engaged in our life, and that fell away.
Mm.
It on its own fell away. We just noticed over time that we weren't as needy for the approval of others or the disapproval of others.
Because some people go for approval and some people go for disapproval. Or they're trying to prove something. And all that comes from not really...
Well, knowing
it's funny,
yourself.
I wanted to say knowing yourself, but that's using in a different term than how we're using it today. Because you're working so hard to be a good person, Colleen, when you already are one.
Okay.
Are you an unkind person, Really, take a look.
Are you unkind to your kitties?
No, I'm not.
Do you feed them regularly?
Yes.
Would you purposefully do something mean?
No, I wouldn't. No.
No, it's not in your nature. So in a certain respect, you're doing something extra that has nothing to do with anything except for, in a microsecond, checking back to your acculturation, this Christian acculturation you have. It has a certain flavor. I really see it in you, where you've been trained in right and wrong and good and bad and being a good Samaritan, and a younger version of you put together this pressure to be a good Christian and
be liked.
Be liked and go to heaven and all of those things from a real early child's point of view of what that means.
And that program is still running in you. Now, if you resist that program, it's going to continue running in you, first principle. But if you notice you have it, when you notice you have it, and you don't judge yourself for it, suddenly it loses its power over your life. You're free. So I don't have as a directive, have them like me.
What does directive mean?
Where I'm telling myself, where I listen to the voice in my head, and it says, make sure they like you.
Mm.
You have that.
I do, right.
Right?
Okay.
I don't have that. I'm just honest with people as best as I can be. I say what's true for me.
And I also have a question now.
And I think you're afraid to say what's true for you.
Yeah.
Because you think they won't like you if you say what's true for you.
Right.
You had a question.
Yeah, but when you said that, I stopped to listen.
Oh.
And when you say that, I'm trying to recall if I've ever heard her say anything that was even remotely on the scale of unkind.
I never have. I mean, we've known you for a number of years now. We
right.
know your husband.
They're,
you don't know your kitties.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But, you know, I have a feeling that there are times when you bother your husband because you're trying to have him be a good person the same way you
yeah.
try to have you be
a
quote,
person.
Good person.
Oh, that's true. That's so true.
So you have an idea of how he should comport himself and the activities he should do and how often he should do certain things that would make him a good person according to what you know.
Right.
According to your rules of life.
You know, when you were speaking about the Good Samaritan, it just flashed on me. I used to have this childhood book. It was like a cartoon book, and it was the story of the Good Samaritan, and it was like my favorite.
Uh-huh.
So funny.
Well, you still are dragging that story through life.
Yeah.
And that's why Ariel has it so on tap.
Well, I'm getting ready for creativity and intuition here in Cambridge.
Right,
yeah.
Right, 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 right.
Really, because it's like you wanted to be like that person.
Right.
And now it's in there, and you're not being you. You're being a child's idea of a good Samaritan.
Right.
See, and
that's so cool.
Here's the thing, Colleen. It's really about trusting yourself. In each moment of your life, if you are present to your life in the current moment, you are trustworthy to deal with whatever comes up in your life in an appropriate way.
Cool.
You got that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really, really, if you are present to what's happening in each moment, if you are there for it, you will behave appropriately. People do things mechanically out of sync with their lives, with what's actually happening, because they are lost either in the past or the future, and that what they do always creates problems.
I have a really funny example for you. I know, for instance, that you know it's not kind or right to raise your voice. Like you wouldn't want to shout at somebody in anger. And I recall one time, just briefly, Shai and I were on the local Delaware River, and some children got swept away and started to drown. And we put ourselves in position to intercept them because we had broken something in our motor, so we couldn't motor to them. And somebody on the shore was yelling at us to go save them, and they were distracting. And Shai yelled at them with force and what sounded like anger to cut through their panic so that we could be there to save those three children from drowning, which we did. And so, and he also did it by cutting through the panic of the final individual that we rescued because it was too many people for our boat, and he would have swamped the boat because he was actually older. The third person actually wasn't a child. He had swum out to try to save them.
And then he was drowning, too.
He was drowning. And in his panic, he would have flipped our boat. And Shia also, he raised the oar and said, I will hit you over the head if you get in this boat. And it hang on to the side, and it cut through his panic, and we got them all to safety. But your rules, what you know, would have kept you from being able to act in an appropriate manner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you discover who you are as opposed to tell you how to be, life becomes an exciting adventure. And you become actually your own personal hero.
Right. Hey, it's time.
We've completed the show. Thank you for calling in
today.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Have an excellent rest of your day. Everybody else as well. We'll be back next week.
Come on back and
don't miss
being
here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.